fourth place.
Really?
Anglers had a one-fish bag limit under state rules this year, which is down from recent years, so that likely played a part in the lower catch overall. But organizers also think that unusually warm and sunny weather had an impact on fishing success. Sally Dwyer is the director of Petersburg's Chamber of Commerce, which sponsored the Derby.
It's too nice. Fish like crappy weather. You know, when it's hot and sunny, they go deeper and they don't always show. And I still think over 200 fish is pretty great.
Bill Olson came out to the Derby with his wife and children. The family has done well in past contests, with son Dwayne bringing in a record 59.8-pounder in 2009. And while the family didn't catch any particularly large fish this year, Olson's favorite part was that weather, which led to some unique views of the wildlife.
And we got to see the neatest things this year. We just had a whale rolling almost on the beach right inside of us. You know, right by the rocks between us and the beach. And then we've seen a wolf swimming today. That was neat. And then we've seen an eagle that locked up with a fish, but he never could get him out of the water, and he finally lost it. But it was kind of fun.
So that's the stuff you're going to remember, probably.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I've never seen some of that stuff. I've never seen a wolf swimming. You know, so that was pretty neat.
For Olson's grandson, Josh, the Derby was his first real fishing experience with his grandfather. Josh says that he started off slowly, but he got into the action later on and even caught his first Derby fish.
There's a stripe. We looked over. The pole was dipping. I just had a big rush of adrenaline. I went out there, started reeling it in. Felt really heavy. It felt like it took forever, but it ended up just being a little 13-pounder. But it was still a lot of fun.
Rich Lowell of Petersburg won the Derby with a 46.5-pound salmon. Lowell says that he was excited to catch such a large fish, but his win was definitely unexpected.
This didn't seem like it was going to start out that great because, about 5 days before the Derby, I went to start the boat and the boat motor didn't work.
Lowell says he was able to get the motor repaired, but bad luck continued to haunt him leading up to the Derby. First, it was the motor. Then, Lowell's fishing partner had to pull out of the contest. But the most ominous sign came when Lowell bought his ticket.
I went down to buy my Derby ticket, and this wonderful woman took my information, filled out my Derby ticket, and handed it to me, and it was number 13. And I said, okay, I can see how this is shaping up already.
When he first got out on the water, Lowell only had luck with halibut and small salmon. But on Sunday afternoon, things picked up. Lowell quickly got a bite. At first, he didn't think the fish was too large until he landed it after a long battle.
Lifted it into the boat, and when it was on the deck of the boat, then it dawned on me that, wow, this is a good fish. And it was really, you know, a beautiful fish, too. So, great fight, all by myself. It would have been nice to share it with someone, but having done everything, run the kicker, chase the fish, fight it, net it by myself, was really rewarding. And then I decided to head for town as fast as possible.
When he got in, Lowell finally relaxed, but he couldn't breathe easy just yet.
I know everybody, you know, that's here, so they were as excited. I mean, when it flashed 46.5 on the weight, everybody kind of cheered, you know, and I was kind of like, wow, now I really start worrying because, you know, anybody could bring in a bigger one, so. And I know there are some darn good fishermen out there, far better than myself, that were hitting it hard and trying to knock me out, and I just lucked out.
Right behind Lowell in the Derby was Jerry Whitethorn, who came in second with the salmon weighing 41.4 pounds. Whitethorn won the Derby in 2010, and he wasn't spilling any secrets about his success.
My fish was caught in the water. That's about all I could say. It was easy. It just came right in. No big deal. No big fight.
12-year-old Gunnar Payne came in third with a 37.4-pound salmon. Prizes for the Derby winners will be distributed on Thursday at 7 at the PFI Cookhouse. In Petersburg, I'm Robbie Feinberg.